Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this series, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Beyond the Supernatural RPG to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Beyond the Supernatural 2nd Edition, the first printing from January 2005. Today we're discussing page 54 of Beyond the Supernatural. We're beginning a new psychic character class today, the Latent Psychic. The first thing I want to mention is that this page has an illustration. It is a half-page illustration, and it's good. There's no joke. This art is good. The art in this book, generally speaking, is, I would say, of a higher standard than the other books that we've looked at. There were some fine pieces in Heroes Unlimited, but I think they were somewhat hampered by the art direction in that book. The use of art was pretty weak. The overall visual effect of Beyond the Supernatural is quite a bit better. And this piece of art, I can't find fault with it. It's good. It's got some cats in it. The cats are cute. Maybe I'll put this picture on the Instagram. I don't know if I'm allowed to do that because I have no critique. And has no bearing on my, you know, quote-unquote review of this page. It's just good art that I would like to show you. But I don't know. Who knows? Check the Instagram. We'll see. Anyway, I feel pretty chill about this art right now. But when I was first noting up this page, I was angrily shaking my fist at this talented artist who took up half of this page with something good, leaving me only half a page of text to try to find fault with in a class that is overall pretty interesting. The Latent Psychic is a psychic, but is an unlikely hero. Very much a regular Joe or Jane or whatever, as masterfully expressed by the author, who in the character's opening quote has them end sentences with, you know, no fewer than 4 times in a dozen lines. The dialogue is a little ham-fisted in its characterization, as is the case really with all of these classes, but the concept is sound. This is basically a regular person who has psychic powers that aren't totally under their control and who hasn't really developed into the fullness of their psychic ability yet. And that concept is perfectly natural, perfectly understandable, and perfectly usable. In terms of the game's metaphysics that have been set up in previous pages, it gets really weird though. So we've talked about how potential psychic energy is something everybody has. People tend to have a ton of it when they're kids, then they get older and it gradually diminishes as they expend their potential psychic energy on different things in their life, right? So psychic characters generally are ones who didn't really bite on any of the different things that life has to offer to normal people. Instead, at some point, they either were exposed to the supernatural or independently took an interest in it or simply lived like totally internal, weird navel-gazing lives. And they sort of turned the same mental energy that would normally go into like life skills and normal interests into developing psychic powers. The Latent Psychic has weaker psychic powers than other character classes, but they have a lot of potential psychic energy, unlike other psychic classes who have spent that potential psychic energy. The thing about the Latent Psychic is they're kind of blocked. They have all this potential, but they haven't spent it on psychic stuff, nor have they spent it on anything else, and there's nothing you can do with it as a player. So it's all just kind of sitting there. Now, it's not totally useless, unless you think this is an underpowered and, dare I say, incomplete character class. The text does say that the character's failure to develop their psychic abilities, quote, also captures and freezes a larger than usual measure of potential psychic energy, which means the Latent Psychic may have enough PPE to activate and use certain magic items, charms, and talismans. So later in the book, when we inevitably talk about magic items, charms, and talismans, then we'll see the true value of all this PPE that the Latent Psychic has built up. But for now, it's just a giant pile of unusable resources that this character gets in exchange for not really having much going on in the psychic front. They're like a semi-psychic character class. It's a little bit wonky, again, in terms of the game's metaphysics. It's hard to work yourself around to like, okay, this character had all this potential as a child, and unlike a normal person who just diffuses all that potential into all the different things you do in a life, this character hasn't done that because they were psychic, but they also haven't used it on psychic stuff. So like, how does that come about? And this opening page offers a reason for this strange metaphysical state of affairs that is the dumbest thing on this page. And it will define this class moving forward. Quote, even with formal instruction and genuine enthusiasm, latent psychics can never fully control their abilities. Contributing to the problem is that the character is resistant to the concept of psychic phenomena and doesn't like the idea of demons and monsters existing in the real world. It goes on to say, quote, All these things are frightening, repugnant, and so unacceptable on some level that it blocks the character's full psychic development. So the way that we explain this strange situation where we've got a grown-ass adult with a solid chunk of freezer-burned human potential just lying there like a lump in the back of the freezer of their mind, the way we get there is that this character could be a truly gifted psychic, like all the other character classes in this game, but they're held back by this bizarre mindset where they don't like it that there are demons. This character just, you know, call them strange, call them weird. When they found out that the world is teeming with malign tentacled aberrations, they thought, no, thank you. I don't appreciate it. And that's what keeps them from developing their full potential. This is dumb on two fronts. First of all, we spent a lot of time in the settings section talking about how resistant people are to the existence of demons, the existence of the supernatural. I mean, people are chasing around psychics with pitchforks if they find out about them. That's how much they resist the existence of the supernatural. But all those regular people somehow still manage to spend their potential psychic energy on, like, holding down a job, going to school, having relationships. It's not like if you're a boring person who saw a ghost once, but you work at the DMV now, you're secretly glowing with untapped psychic power. You just spent it all on DMV shit over the course of your life, right? And, you know, public education, DMV for kids. So it's hard to explain why this particular character, their refusal to totally get on board with the existence of demons, results in this, like, giant swollen backlog of psychic power. I mean, for me personally, me, Chris Newton, you know, call me a weirdo, but I'm with the latent psychic. I don't like the idea that demons might kill me. But if I saw a demon and it were trying to kill me, and I fully committed myself to just hating the idea of being killed by a demon so much that I just refuse to do anything about it or believe in it at all, let me give you a short list of ways I might channel that nervous energy. Booze, doomed crushes on girls who don't like me, having a podcast with an unrealistic release schedule, drinking too much coffee, sublimating my anxiety into buying cute shit for my baby. I mean, I could go on and on. If you need anxiety transmuted into unhealthy behavior, I'm your man. I'm a fucking master alchemist. The latent psychic is different. The latent psychic also doesn't like the idea that demons are real and there's such a thing as the supernatural. And that generates all this anxiety and it's just burning a hole in their pocket. You feel bad for the latent psychic. Like, live a little. Eat too much ice cream. Say things you don't mean. Pick a fight. You only get one chance to ruin your life in this crazy world. But no, the latent psychic simply refuses. And all because the character, quote, doesn't like the idea of demons and monsters existing in the real world. This brings us to dumb thing number two. Even though, you know, I should be grateful because this is like the Rosetta Stone that opens up the whole game. If you follow the train of thought, if you follow the metaphysics of this game and how potential psychic energy works, and you follow through with the psychoanalysis, just like we did with the ghost hunter, who we identified as somebody who, on a deep level, just wants to punch ghosts, and all the religious trappings are just justifications. The fact that you can end up as a psychically constipated latent psychic because you don't like the idea of demons existing implies that all the other psychic character classes in this game, if they're united by nothing else, are united by being fundamentally cool with the revelation that there are demons. I'm not saying that if there were a big red button that could destroy all the demons, many of these characters would not push it. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that your psychic healer or your ghost hunter is not earnestly trying to protect people from demonic predators. Sure they are. What I'm saying is this. I had an ex who worked at this bottom tier retail job. Think of like a whole store that sells the kind of stuff that they have in the back in like the non-clothes section of a Ross Dress for Less store, like that kind of thing. This is not a job of great prestige or responsibility. My ex is working there, and one day, somebody tries to steal something. I don't know what they were trying to steal, but something that would be at this store. Something super tacky. Like, for the sake of the story, let's say it's like an off-brand caramel corn-scented candle. Anyway, this customer steals something, and she tries to sneak out of the store. And my ex tells her to stop. Already, this is above the pay grade, right? All you're supposed to do in this job is stand at the cash register. You know, if someone shoplifts, you're just supposed to, like, thank them as they steal. This was not the best part of town. You got desperate people on meth. A caramel corn-scented candle is not worth your life. Unless it is. Unless you're my ex and it is. So she, getting no answer from the shoplifter, continues and picks up the pace and actually runs and chases this customer out of the store. And as the shoplifter flees, my ex, with impressive if not prudent presence of mind, goes to the parking area to stake out the cars so that the shoplifter can't get back to their vehicle and get away with the caramel corn scented candle. What I have come to understand about Beyond the Supernatural, and what I need you to understand, is that all the other character classes in Beyond the Supernatural, other than Latent Psychic, are like my ex, which is to say, inexplicable fanatics. My ex chased that shoplifter. She was angry, but it was righteous anger, and I think it felt good. She was waiting in that job for the day when she could leave that shitty cash register behind and chase someone for justice into the parking lot. I think that's how you get your psychic powers. I think that is the mysterious step between I'm a child with tons of potential and no skills to I'm a homeless wanderer with telekinesis who fights vampires. The middle step is I'm like listless, I'm drifting through life, and I'm just waiting for the day that somebody comes and tries to suck this blood. I will fuck them up. Just let a demon jump out once at me and I will chase them down to the ends of the earth and into the pit of hell. I'm ready. And like a deep psychological embrace of the existence of evil in the world that can be chased and ultimately beaten the fuck up. That's what makes you a ghost hunter. That's what makes you even a diviner. The diviner is a wimp, okay? In a certain sense. The diviner may flinch from combat, but the diviner does make a living pointing a branch out into the void and following it until he finds a monster. Because on a deep psychological level, the diviner achieves the revelation that there are demons in the world, horrific alien beings, and that quiet voice inside says, time to go find one. The idea that there is a distinct character class in this game that is defined by being the only character type who doesn't like the idea of demons being real is dumb and beautiful. It explains the whole game, basically. Every other player character type is a fucking weirdo who got excited when they learned that demons were real, on some level and in some way. And the latent psychic is like the only sane person in that world who has the potential to develop telekinesis, but is slightly distracted by the fact that demons are fucking real and isn't anybody else concerned about this. Needless to say, I am very excited to further explore the only sane person in this dark and bonkers world. So join me next time as we continue with the latent psychic on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the top secret Patreon-only RSS feed. If you'd like to get access to that RSS feed and support the show, go to patreon.com/megadumbcast. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. I am Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Beyond the Supernatural, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is Horizon Ending by Soft and Furious, whose work you can find at loyaltyfreakmusic.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.